This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Peter Bonutti, an MD, a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. And Dr. Bonutti, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, as an MD, why did you see the need to create a UV disinfection solution for consumers, and what is the problem you are solving here?
Well, sure. It started with my interest in surgery, and I'm an orthopedic surgeon. And for us in orthopedic cases especially, disinfection, sterilization especially, is critical because if there's any bacteria or fungi, parasites that get into a wound, it can cause catastrophic problems with additional surgeries, infections, antibiotic, and permanent damage. So for us as surgeons, and especially orthopedists, the management, limits, and treatment for and prevention of infection is extremely critical. So I looked at this from a surgeon's and physician's perspective and felt that as we looked at disinfection, sterilization in an operating room environment, how could that also help consumers and everyday individuals on a day-to-day basis? So we looked at areas such as E. coli infections, bacterial infections, viral infections, and thought that we could take some of the technologies that existed in medicine and specifically in surgery and how we can apply them to consumer space. One would be the chemical type disinfections and sterilization systems, most commonly 70% alcohol. But that has a lot of problems, number one, with absorption, damage, and especially the time. Once you put alcohol or something like this, for example, on your skin or on surfaces, it doesn't disinfect immediately. It has to dry and can take up to 3 minutes. So people have this issue about efficacy and how chemical-type agents such as alcohol would work. We looked at different solutions for devices, and we found that ultraviolet C is a very simple, straightforward solution, and it could allow for consumers also to be able to disinfect and or sterilize surfaces, devices they may want to use to prevent the risk for infections, whether viral, bacterial, or fungal, because the ultraviolet C systems affect any living structure that has DNA or RNA.
Well, this is certainly some tremendous news and information, and quite excited to see this in the market and such a need for it as well. Tell us also, what is the science behind UVC and how does it work?
Yes, UVC is fascinating. This is a light, sunlight would be the best example. If you see sunlight shining down, it contains different frequencies or wavelengths of light. UVC is a specific frequency of light that's somewhere between 100 nanometers, or the wavelength, to 280 nanometers. Most specifically, around 240 nanometers appears to be the most effective. But this light in this specific wavelength can sit there and alter DNA or RNA. And the way it does this is by breaking the pyrimidine bonds. If you know anything about DNA, we all studied in grade school and high school how we have different bonds, the adenine, cytosine, thymine, and guanine. And these bonds are how our body replicates and how we grow, how we live. So any living structure that has DNA or RNA has these strands of pyrimidines, and ultraviolet C mutates or breaks these pyrimidine bonds and alters them permanently. And by doing this, it puts a kink in the DNA or RNA chain and therefore replication. So effectively, it permanently damages DNA or RNA, and therefore any living structure, fungi, bacteria, parasites, viruses are affected by this and can be permanently damaged or disinfected through this or sterilized through this system depending on the time and the frequency of the light. So two critical features. One, you would argue, well, it could damage people, animals, and that is correct. That's why safety is critical. Sunburn, for example, is a form of UVC that damages your skin. And the second is efficacy. So first, safety. We want to make sure that if you're applying this, that it's safe, it's not in contact with human or animal tissue, so you're not at risk of damage there. And the second is efficacy. If you want to treat this, you want to know the treatment works, but you don't want to over-treat or under-treat so someone has a sense of false security or risks damaging materials. So the core of this was by making a device that applies the right wavelength for the right period of time and applies a safety factor so that if any human or animal comes in contact, it will turn off or alter that so that will not not cause any damage. So the safety and efficacy are critical features of this construct.
Now on another front, what are some of the most common uses for the product?
Well, we wanted to develop a device that would be ubiquitous, meaning that it's everywhere with you, because you come in contact with bacteria, viruses, fungi, anywhere in the environment. Many of them are not pathogenic, means they don't hurt people, but many are, such as, for example, coronavirus or E. coli as a bacteria, too commonly known. So what we wanted to develop is a device that's something that's always with you, that's lightweight, that's simple to use, and that will be efficacious. So at a moment's drop, you have something. If there's a questionable area, surface, even a food, for example, a preparation surface, you could disinfect or sterilize this with a computer-controlled system that controls the safety and the efficacy by using the camera system based on your mobile device, your mobile cell phone, which is something you always have with you. And then it has a magnetic or adhesive attachment to your mobile phone and allows you to safely and efficaciously disinfect the surface in a matter of seconds. So you can apply anywhere the light hits the surface of a device or of a table, a preparation, aircraft table, a mask, a food preparation, any type of surface, the light contacts, this will give you a calculation of the dose and the time it takes to disinfect that surface. And then using the camera system and the AI systems from your phone allows you then to protect and have safety so that if a hand, a body part, an animal comes in contact, it immediately shuts off and recalculates the dosage. So it can be used essentially with you anywhere you want to disinfect non-biologic, means not human or animal surfaces, but it can be used in many places also where chemical devices or pharmaceutical devices are somewhat dangerous. So, for example, in food surfaces and preparation surfaces where you don't want chemical contact, it can also be very, very effective and useful. So we wanted a simple device that has safety features, controls the doses, and can be with you all the time so that you can disinfect or sterilize any surface, any area that you're concerned about, whether it's from a mask to a floor surface to a tabletop to traveling where you're concerned that you may be in contact with something that could have pathogen, meaning bacteria, viruses, other disease-causing elements.
Well, Dr. Benuti, we really do appreciate all this information and for your introducing the product of UV Seed and all the details around that. Thanks so much. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Peter Benuti, an MD, a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, UV Seed eliminates 99.9% of the germs, including COVID-19. Does this actually eliminate the need for face masks and sanitizers with this in place?
Not really the need for face masks and sanitizers. They have their place. The face masks are obviously critical because COVID is an airborne disease. So if you inhale it, it can obviously affect it. We are developing systems that will help for this inhalation, but that's downstream. The short term for this device is it will disinfect, and it can disinfect air or other surfaces that anywhere where the light comes in contact over a period of a few seconds. So it can be very, very efficacious. It's been tested in laboratories in California, Spectral Labs, and it has a very effective curve against viruses, especially COVID, bacteria, fungi, as examples, and has been fully tested and very, very effective against these. Hand-based sanitizers are really 70% alcohol-based or more, and those sanitizers do have side effects, and certainly you can't put them on certain surfaces, especially if there's any food or preparation or anything through the area. So again, there's limitations to sanitizers per se, but the sanitizers can be used on certain biologic surfaces like your hands. You don't want to apply UVC directly to your hands, for example, but it will disinfect or sterilize surfaces that you may come in contact with, prevent your hands from then coming secondarily in contact with pathogens, so then they will not affect you as much. It will also allow you to treat or re-disinfect, for example, a mask that's fallen off or a food preparation surface where you're unsure whether it's been delivered safely or not. It allows you to disinfect essentially any surfaces. Won't replace sanitizers or masks, but it will augment or assist. It's an extra level of protection and safety that patients have.
Again, Dr. Bonuti, we really appreciate all you're doing in the space, and I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can get the app and the device today. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Thanks. Well, you can go to our website, which is uvseed.com. So that's uvseed.com. And you can order directly off of the website. And we're happy to also there to answer any additional information or questions that people have as well. So be happy to chat or go online to help anyone that has questions. And the UVC site can direct you. So we appreciate that.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Again, folks, it is uvseed.com. Dr. Bonuti, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
It certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Peter Bonuti, an MD, a surgeon, inventor, author, professor, consultant, and entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience. And for all the details, simply visit uvseed.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will further help and expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.